Hey guys, welcome back to the GOAT Network. I'm here with Monica Teske, and it is that time. We are going to be talking about my top 10 running backs that are already in the NFL. And I'm going to give this list based off of Sleeper's ADP. Monica, talk to them if you don't mind about what ADP means.
ADP is average draft position. So basically, I'm just going to pick somebody out here. Okay, so Javonte Williams, it says his ADP is 50.2. That means in an average draft, he's going to go around pick 50. Interestingly enough, right under him, it has Joe Mixon at 55, which honestly, personally, I think that's a little bit backwards. But that kind of gives you an idea of in an average draft where they would be picked.
And this is the important crux of that too. It doesn't mean this is where we think they are if we were drafting.
No, it's what the sleeper world generally thinks of these players.
Right. And it can change week to week. You know, last week we said that, you know, my top 10 quarterbacks were Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, Lamar Jackson, Brock Purdy, CJ Stroud, Dak Prescott, and Jordan Love. According to Sleeper, that should be Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, and Deshaun Watson. So, you know, this is what I'm trying to do. I'm looking at what they've got, and I'm making my own list. So here we go, Monica. Number 10 on the list, according to Sleeper, with an average drafted position at around 33rd to 34 overall, Nick Chubb.
Okay, so I have a question, and I'm going to need you to answer this for everybody.
Okay.
So you claim that you are the running back expert, right?
Yes. I do claim that, I guess.
I am going to want to know how many of these players are on your team or you have had on your team in the top 10.
Okay.
Including any that you may add back in or not.
Okay. Nick Chubb was on my team for a short time. I used him to make a trade with Jameson. In fact, I had him in 2020, and I traded him for DJ Moore and Cam Akers. So, Nick Chubb, top 10 running back, was on my team. Checkmark, yes. But he's not my number 10 overall running back. That's a brutal knee injury. I don't know what's going to happen with him. I'm not good, not comfortable with it, so I just can't count this guy out. He's sitting at number 11, and I think he's going to go to a team that will use him just like they were using him where he was last. He is over 30 years old now, but I don't care. I honestly, this might go down as the greatest running back we've ever seen. And had he been given a chance in his first three seasons to really work like he was toward the end of his time with his first team, I definitely believe he would have the numbers already. My top 10 running back for the 2024 NFL season is Derrick Henry.
Has he ever been on your fantasy team?
Yes. From 2020 to 2024, the man helped me go to four championships, winning two of those championships. One in 2020 and one in 2024, the man helped me go undefeated. And were it not for a really rough 2021, I think I would have won because he missed a ton of time that year, and he was on pace. He had 219 carries, 937 yards, and 10 touchdowns before he ended up hurting his foot and couldn't play the rest of the season. But that's my number 10 overall running back, and so I'm going to shift Nick Chubb to 11. And I'm going to let Derrick Henry be at number 10. Number 9, we have Travis Etienne. But no, we don't. We have Josh Jacobs. I'm going to put Jacobs down a spot because he didn't really impress much last season after being the rushing title, you know, holder for 2022. 2023 was a really down year for him. He only played in 13 games, got a little bit injury prone, which often happens when you have over 300 plus carries in a season. He had 340 the year before that, 1,653 yards and 12 touchdowns. Last year, 233 carries, 805 yards, and 6 touchdowns. And when you and I look at all of this, the way that it's set up and what we're doing, Jacobs is now on a new team. He is with the Green Bay Packers, who like to run the ball, but they're not known as a run-first team. So I still think he will provide value because he has a nose for the end zone. He scored over, let's see, 6, 18, 20, 30, 7, 40. He's scored over 40-plus touchdowns in his 5 years in the NFL. Nothing to sneeze at. I'm going to put him at number 9. And go ahead and ask the question you're dying to ask.
How long was he on your team?
He was on my team from 2020 to 2022. I traded him in part to receive Justin Herbert. So, yes.
That's fair.
Yeah. At number 8, I'm going to go with Travis Etienne. I think Etienne is one of those players who is not reached his true potential yet. He's current, by the way, just so I'm doing this right, Josh Jacobs is currently being drafted at 26.9. I'm saying he should be drafted where Etienne is at 28.5, and that Etienne should be drafted at 26.9.
That's what really I'm close. Like, that's very really close. It's like saying 27 and 28.
And think about this. This is year 4. For Etienne. He's 26 years old at the end of this season. His first year, of course, blew his Achilles, couldn't play, just wasn't able to do it. Year 1 of actually being a starter, he had 340 total points in our league, had 220 carries, 1,125 yards, and 5 touchdowns. He had 45 targets, 35 receptions, 316 yards, no touchdowns. Last year, 267 yards. Or 267 attempts, excuse me, 1,000 yards. So less yards rushing, by the way, played in the same amount of games. But he had 11 touchdowns. He had 58 receptions on 73 targets, 476 yards, and 1 touchdown through the air. I still don't think he's reached his full potential yet. I still think he could be better.
So, I mean, I'm going to have the obvious question. But also, I do have another question. If Mac Jones is the guy, I feel like that's a ridiculous question to ask, but if Mac Jones is the guy and he's more of a pocket passer, how does that affect Etienne?
I don't know that it will affect him too much, and I can illustrate that because when you look at Ramondre Stevenson last year, people don't really know this, but in Mac Jones's rookie season, Ramondre Stevenson had 69, or in his second season, excuse me, he had 69 receptions. For 421 yards. And last year he had 38 on 51 targets. He was targeted 88 times in his second year, which is by far and away Ramondre Stevenson's best year as a starter. I think Mac Jones would be able to utilize Travis Etienne just as easily as he utilized Ramondre Stevenson. So now get to the obvious question.
So Travis Etienne on your team, not on your team?
He's on my team currently.
Currently.
Yeah. I traded for him after he blew his Achilles.
Ooh.
In that deal to get Justin Herbert. Played the long game there, got him right at the beginning of September of 2022. And at first I thought, great, this was not a good trade. And it ended up being a really good trade. So yes, the number 8th overall player is currently on my team. Number 7, Kenneth Walker. I like where Kenneth is currently sitting at 7. I think that's a perfect fit for him. I think that he's going to probably end up running the ball more now that they've gone away from Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll loved to kind of try to force the two-back setup after Marshawn Lynch was done. And it almost felt like Carroll was trying to justify not using a bell cow in that Super Bowl when he could have won the game if he had just handed the ball off to Marshawn Lynch by going to a two-back setup and being like, no running back can do it on their own. I do think Kenneth Walker could do that. And I think that it will be interesting for us to consider what Kenneth is at this time next year. He is currently at 25.3 in the average drafted position and had a little bit of a down year, but not much in the attempts. He was 228 in his rookie season, 219 in his second season. So we're talking a difference of 9 total attempts. And he was only off by 145 yards and 1 touchdown. Everything else is pretty consistent. 37 targets in his second year, 35 in his first year, 29 catches in his second year, 27 in his first year. I'm gonna keep him at 7. So go ahead.
Is he on your team?
Currently, yes. I drafted him with the 4th overall pick in 2022.
And also I will say Geno Smith isn't getting any younger, and they're going to need to rely more and more on that running back. So I am definitely with you on that.
So my next player is Austin Eckler. Eckler is currently the number 3 overall running back, according to this list on Sleeper, at an average drafted position of 16.5. I don't know. I mean, if they get the right quarterback, he could be a security blanket and he could have a renaissance season again. But Eckler has not really played as spectacularly last year as he did the 2 years before that. And part of it is because they nerfed him. They cut down his usage. He only played in 14 games. He did deal with some injuries, and so maybe you could see him doing better. But he had played 16 and 17 straight games in 21 and 22, had a combined total yardage of 1,826 yards rushing, 25 rushing touchdowns. He also added to that 1,369 yards receiving on 177 receptions in those 2 years, and another 13 touchdowns. Now, get ready for this. Last year, after having an average of at least 200-plus carries in 2 straight seasons, he had 179, 628 yards, 5 total touchdowns, 74 targets after seeing 94 and 127 in the previous 2 years, 51 receptions, 436 yards. Even in a down year, the dude still hit 1,000 yards and over 6 touchdowns. And were it not for his injuries, maybe he would have done more. But it felt like when he was on the field, he wasn't seeing a whole lot of usage. In the games, like his first game that he played against Miami, he had a 51-point snap percentage. I think that's the game where he ended up getting hurt. But then he comes back, and he doesn't see more than 71% of the snaps, but twice throughout the rest of the year. They nerfed him. They didn't want him to play very well. They didn't want to pay him. And as a result, he ends up going to Washington to play there for a brand new team. I love him a lot. He's not really, in my opinion, what he once was.
So do you think Washington, having Brian Robinson, having so many issues at quarterback, kind of lowers his value?
Yeah. I think I also think it lowered his value because he was on record as having wanted more money, and he saw what happened with Jonathan Taylor last year, and that didn't work out very well for Taylor in the interim. It ended up working out, but it didn't work out for the weeks that he didn't play, and many people, including us, were saying that it looked like Jonathan Taylor was being forced to sit out because he wanted a new contract. And I think Eckler sees that and then realizes that they were keeping him on ice. And I think he just wanted out. I don't know that if the Chargers were going to offer him a Brinks truck or whatever. I don't know that he would have signed on the dotted line, personally. Mm-hmm. My number five is Saquon Barkley. They have him at four, a current average drafted position at 17.5. I'm saying he should be at five at 20.5. Saquon's days are done of being the number one guy. And they weren't really all that long. And I hate that for him because he was really good. By the way, you never asked me about Austin Eckler.
Was Austin Eckler on your team?
Yeah. In 2019, he was. I traded him in the fall of 20, or excuse me, in the winter of 2020 during COVID. I traded Austin Eckler.
So out of all of these, he's the one you've held on to the least.
Yes. And let me point out this. Rookie season, 112 total points. Second season, 188 total points. Third season, 317 total points. Michael trades Austin Eckler after that. 2020 season, he got hurt, only played in 10 games, 168 points. After that, Jameson, in the 2020 season, trades Austin Eckler for DeAndre Hopkins and David Montgomery to discount Belichick. He then has two great years with Daniel Webster, and Bob's your uncle, and we're at where we're at. So I did have Austin Eckler for a short period of time. He wasn't really the type of person that I would probably have wanted to keep long term. So I guess this is what I want you to think about at home as Monica stepped away to handle Cooper. Austin Eckler is a cautionary tale in the NFL, and so is Saquon, and really, so was almost Jonathan Taylor and Josh Jacobs. Jacobs got his money, but Taylor got a whole lot more. But they didn't wait near as long as Saquon and Eckler did. If I were Austin Eckler, after my second season of really doing well, I think I would have gone to the Chargers then and said, I want to be re-signed, and if you don't want to sign me, trade me. But instead, he banked on himself and played another year instead of demanding a trade. And I know the running back position is an undervalued position. It's not well taken care of in the NFL. People don't like it. They don't respect it. But Eckler and Saquon are the types of players that, because they waited so long to try to make their money, they ended up not getting as much as they could have. But yes, I did have Eckler for the least amount of time on my team, Monica. So, number five is Saquon Barkley. Saquon is currently at number four. I'm dropping him down a list, and I just really said why. He waited too long to ask for his money. He's dealt with injuries. And when you look at his production, the last 2 years he's played pretty well. 16 games played, 14 games played after having that dreadful 2020 season where he only played in two games. But for a guy that has had 3,000-yard season efforts, he only has a total of, like, let's see, 8, 18, 29, 33 touchdowns rushing.
That's it?
And another 12 through the air. Kind of crazy to me.
Yeah, that's wild.
I'm putting him at five. He's 27 years old. He's on his second team now. Go ahead and ask.
Well, I have two questions. I'll ask, has he been on your team?
Yes.
The second one is, do you think that he will be able to produce more behind Philadelphia's offensive line?
I don't, because I don't think if they get a center that's not comparable to Jason Kelce's abilities, I don't think they're going to do well running the ball at all. They didn't really run the ball well with Jason Kelce last year, because DeAndre Swift wasn't spectacular, and Kenneth Gainwell was playing in some pretty meaningful games at one point for them.
So what about, you know, Cam Jurgens or Landon Dickerson? Because, Landon Dickerson, if he is anything like he was in college, he is going to be a monstrosity at run blocking. Or Cam Jurgens, who seems to be the heir apparent at the moment.
Yeah. I guess it's just a wait and see. I was a little surprised by the Saquon signing to Philadelphia. 3-year, $37.8 million contract. And like last year, looking at the game log for him, signature Saquon games, he had 1, 2, 3, 4. He also had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games where he basically did nothing. So I don't know. We'll have to see. And you can't argue that the Giants, if they had any strength at all, it was their offensive line for some of those years that he was there, including last year. Mm-hmm. And a much better offensive line than I think he's going to even right now in some respects. Not completely, but in some areas. But he's number 5. And yes, he was on my team. I had him from 2018 to 2021. Traded him after his injury-riddled season of 2020, and then he kind of had a bounce-back year in 2021, and I immediately traded him to Daniel Webster.
Can we just say how insane it is that you had almost all of these people in 2020?
We haven't finished the list yet.
I know. But, like, so far, it's shocking to me.
Number 4. Breece Hall. I love Breece Hall. And again, if it weren't for an injury-prone first season where he accidentally zigged when he should have zagged and tore his ACL, he was on pace for a monster rookie year. And he comes back in a year where they don't have Aaron Rodgers. They don't have a very good offense. He has 95 targets in the receiving game with 76 receptions, 591 yards and 4 touchdowns. He had 223 rushing attempts and 994 yards and 5 touchdowns. That's his second year, and he doesn't even have Aaron Rodgers yet.
Wow.
The lowest points that he scored, though, and this is where it's kind of funny, he had a game where he scored 1 point. He had a game where he scored 7 points. Here's toward the end of the season. He also had a game where he scored 6 points. Here's toward the end of the season, though, where they really started leaning into him again. 56.10, 30.35, 63.25. One of those games was a 37-attempt, 178-yard game on the ground with a 1 touchdown. One of those games was a 16-target, 12-reception, 96-yard effort through the air and a 20-carry, 95-yard effort on the ground. He is a perfect epitome of a dual threat back right now. And he's 22 years old. He's number 4. Patriots signed Jacoby Brissett. Number 3.
I saw that coming.
Number 3 is Jonathan Taylor. Oh, you didn't ask me about Breece Hall, by the way. Sorry.
Was he on your team?
He is currently.
Oh, he is currently. Okay.
I drafted him with the 3rd overall pick in 2022. So I took Breece Hall and Kenneth Walker back to back.
Wow.
3rd on my list is Jonathan Taylor. Let's just do it this way. Go ahead and ask.
Was he on your team?
Yeah, I drafted him in the second round of the 2020 draft. So he's been on my team since then. His whole career currently. I think he's going to be back to normal. I think this year is going to be business as usual for him as long as he can stay upright and Anthony Richardson stays upright. I think he could have a monster year. People were saying about Jonathan Taylor when he was coming out of college that he couldn't catch the ball at all. Jonathan Taylor has had two seasons where he was targeted over 40 times. He's had three seasons where he's been targeted at least 39 times. And one of those seasons where he was targeted 40 times, he only played 11 games. And the other one of those seasons, he played 15 as a rookie, and he had 39 targets. He had 36 catches.
Wow.
His third year in the league, he had 40 targets, 28 catches. His second year in the league, he had 51 targets, 40 catches. His last year, this past year in the league, he had 23 targets, 19 catches. Dude's a stud. Total stud. He's my number three. Now, my number one is coming in just a minute. Before we get to number one, I need to tell you who number two is.
And it's Bijan. Don't skip number two. Wait, hold on. What?
Yep.
Say again?
Bijan Robinson.
Hold on. What?
Go ahead and ask.
Huh?
Ask the question that we've been asking so I can move on with the analysis.
I know he's been on your team. What? Yeah.
He's on my team. I took him with the number one overall pick last year in the draft in May of 2023.
This is
what he did with Arthur Smith.
That he's your number two.
Not number one?
Yeah.
Oh.
I thought he was going to be your number one.
You'll see. This is what he did with Arthur Smith. He had 976 yards rushing on 214 attempts, four touchdowns, 86 targets, 58 receptions, 487 yards, and four touchdowns. Kirk Cousins has never had a running back like Bijan Robinson.
No.
And
no.
Arthur Smith is gone. He is no longer there to nerf the best players that he has. He's now in Pittsburgh doing that, which is why Najee and Jaylen Warren did not make this list, in part. Also, in part, they're not good enough right now to be top 10. But I will give the asterisk that Derrick Henry had some very enjoyable years with Arthur Smith at the helm of OC. But I think Bijan Robinson will have a really, really good year, too, and a jump from his rookie year to his sophomore year. I couldn't put him at number one just yet. I thought about it, but I can't do it just yet because I want to see, is he really going to keep it going? Because the guy who's number one has kept it going every year but two. And the 2 years that he hasn't kept it going were unfortunately injury-prone years for him. And in those 2 years, he still had decent numbers for what he had played in. My number one running back that is already in the NFL is Christian McCaffrey. He played better this past year than he's ever played in the NFL. His third year, many people say, was his best year, right? Third year, best year, everything was great because he had 1,000 yards rushing, 1,000 yards receiving. Well, this year he did something else similar to that. He had 1,459 yards rushing, 14 touchdowns, 67 catches, 564 yards, 7 touchdowns. The dude was a machine. Couldn't be stopped. Missed the last game of the regular season because he needed to sit out so that he could stay healthy. And I just don't have any doubts that he'll come back and do it again because they're smart with his usage in San Francisco. They don't expect him to do everything. Like, let me just point this out before you ask the question you've been asking. He had many games last year with 14 carries or less. He had four specifically. But he also had many games last year where he would have 22 carries, 20, 18, 20, 19, 15, 16, 21, 19, 17, 16, 18. You see the pattern here. They're keeping it around that range. You're not seeing, and let me point this out. Let's go back to his third year in the NFL in 2019. Watch this. 24 carries, 27 carries, 24 carries, 22 carries, 20 carries. He had many games that year where he had plenty of times that he was dealing with multiple carries a game. 2020, his first year of being really injury prone. He had 23 carries week one, 18 carries week two. He had two touchdowns in both of those games total, or each, and then he played again against Kansas City. He had 18 carries for 69 yards and a touchdown, then he got hurt and he was out again. Seattle Seahawks gave Leonard Williams a three-year, $43.85 million guaranteed deal. Now, let me point out 2022 when he was traded midseason to the 49ers. He had 25 carries against the New Orleans Saints, and then he had 26 carries against the Seattle Seahawks. The rest of the time he was there, he hovered at 20 or less. The San Francisco 49ers are being incredibly smart with how they're using Christian McCaffrey. They're not expecting him to be the bell cow that he was when he was in Carolina, but he's still getting it done. The last 2 years, when you look at the history of what he's done, get ready to calculate these up, Megan. Or, wow. I was just looking at a text from my wife. That's why I was saying her name. Monica, get ready to add these numbers up for me, okay? 8 okay. plus 14 plus 12.
34.
That's how many touchdowns he's had the last 2 years. What is that divided by two?
17.
So he averages one touchdown per game that he plays.
Mm.
You can't buy that in the NFL today. You don't find that. There is no other running back that has this statistical number. And do this for me now. Let's see. 10 plus, 15, 30. And then he has... 1, 2.
Okay, so I'm unclear about what numbers I'm supposed to add because you said 10, 15, 30.
It was 64 plus 17.
81.
That's how many touchdowns he has in his seven-year career. Wow. He's missed two full seasons nearly. Two full seasons. Played a total of 10 games over 2 years. He still has pretty much 11 touchdowns a year. You just can't find that. You can't find that. So I digress. That is what it is. That's my top 10. Monica, what are your thoughts on my top 10 running backs that are currently in the NFL right now?
Did I ask if Christian McCaffrey was on your team?
You did not.
Was he on your team?
He currently is.
He currently is.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you have to get him from?
Well, originally I got him from your brother, Marcus, or Matthew. I got him from Matthew when he was a rookie. And Matthew was like, yeah, he's not going to be any good because he's a rookie. And I offered him something else. I think I gave him, I don't even remember who it was now, but it was not a very good trade for Matthew the moment that it happened. And then I did trade him away in part to get Justin Herbert. But then last year I was able to trade back and get him once more in May. I got him May 5th, 2023. And Daniel, I know you're not listening, but it was incredibly enjoyable. Because that trade also has one of my top five wide receivers that we'll talk about next week. And I got both of those guys back in a deal from Daniel. And both of those guys were incredibly instrumental in me going undefeated and beating the very guy that I traded them to and traded them back from. So that was really fun. I enjoyed that tremendously.
I was about to say, I do remember... I think it was during COVID, I got pickup from Chick-fil-A and I was sitting in the Chick-fil-A parking lot waiting on my food. And we were talking about you trying to get Christian McCaffrey from Daniel. I remember that distinctly for some weird reason.
I think that was when I traded him actually in 2022. So this was last year, probably right before the draft that we were talking about it. Cause this deal happened during the NFL draft. So crazy times. Next week, we'll do my top wide receivers and we'll be closer and closer. We don't really do defense on this as much because not everyone really cares about that.
And that's also a lot harder to quantify.
Yeah. We will do my top 10 of every position the Wednesday before the NFL draft. And Thursday morning, obviously, of the NFL draft will be my last mock draft that comes out before the draft there. So.
Sounds good.
So. Tomorrow, my mock draft comes out. Mock draft 3.0.
Man, I can't believe we're already to 3.0.
Yeah, last year I think we did a whole lot more than that, and I don't hate doing that, but I kind of like having the one mock draft comes out, and then 2.0, 3.0, 4.0, and then I think it's 5. And then we kind of, I think I do 8 total. And the 8.0 is the last one. I'm not near as skilled enough and connected enough as these guys like Daniel Jeremiah to just do 3 or 4. But we will get it going. And usually my 8.0 is much closer.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Alrighty, well, until tomorrow, take care.